We have a number for the American Airlines Center for one of the Mavericks' practice areas, and I'm sure they're in there early this morning after losing to the Lakers last night. They are 0-3 now at home, 2-5 to start the season. So we thought we'd place a call to the Mavericks' workout area and see if some of the Mavericks will pick up the phone.
I didn't realize they practice this early.
Yeah, I bet the gym rats will be in early.
Morning after a game.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jason Kidd.
Hey!
Oh, God, that's Mavis.
Hey, Jason Kidd. It's the Dunham and Miller Show on the Ticket. Mind if we talk with you for a second?
Oh, hey, man. Do me a favor, would you?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Kill me.
Oh.
Kill me.
Why you say that?
This is beginning to feel like the first time around in Dallas that I had. Just without the rolled SUVs and Tony Braxton-related team infighting.
Yeah, you guys are off to a tough start.
We don't have anyone on this team that can shoot a jump shot. Yeah. We've gone from the 3 J's to the no J's.
He cracked himself up.
A little joke there.
I do not know if you have seen this sports information, but I got a triple-double last night.
Yeah, congratulations. I thought you played really well.
You know how hard it is to get a triple-double when you have Eric Dampier on your team?
Yeah, that does make it tough.
And Dirk called us out for not playing hard recently. Mm-hmm. I went out and got a triple-double last night, and he got a triple-single. Don't tell me I'm not playing hard.
Yeah, he's not playing hard.
He didn't really back it up last night, did he?
I have always played hard, but I will say I did respond to Dirk's threat because I didn't want him going Gestapo on my ass. He has kept us all hemmed up in here at the practice facility, and we had to tunnel out under the doghouse.
Really?
While I am playing like a professional and not a taxpayer, he is playing like Sergeant Schultz. I realize I'm ODing on the Hogan's Hero references, but I am dumb and pop culturally out of date.
You're not dumb.
Well, that teaches you a lot about that time period. Yeah. So
I think I hear someone goose-stepping toward me down the hallway.
Uh-oh.
It must be Dirk. I am fearful. He is here now, wearing a helmet with a spike on top of it.
He is not.
And he wants the phone. Hold on.
All right. Oh, we're going to get to talk to Dirk.
I guess so. Uh-oh.
Guten Tag.
Oh. Hey, Dirk, it's the Dunham and Miller Show on the Ticket.
This team is ridiculous. I need a little German engineering. I have a 3-point plan for Dirk Nowitzki to win an NBA championship.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Step one, trade me to the Lakers.
That may work.
Step two, invade Poland.
Well, now, how would that help?
Step three, make love to German women and repopulate the world with my seed.
Gosh, Dirk, you have lost it.
How does that help you win an NBA championship?
I believe it is time for a Maverick coaching change.
Already?
How about Boris Becker or Bernard Longer?
That's ridiculous.
Why, just because they're German?
I must go now. My motorcycle with the sidecar is here.
Jeez.
Goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen. Thank you.
Sounds like they're pretty torn up over the loss last night to the Lakers.
See what good luck we had? We got their two biggest stars.
Yeah, you were right. I didn't think calling the practice area would be so productive.
Only has them hemmed up in there.